Sidra. Want to go out when we're done? She asked Tak as they walked through the museum to curator Thixis's office. I saw a few dance halls by the docks. One of them had a sign saying they're hosting a Tet tonight. Tak scoffed. Her cheeks were calm as a pond, thanks to yet another hasty, hefty dose of tall flower and Mac. I can't believe you're making jokes right now.
I wasn't joking, Sidra said. You should get something out of this.
Coupling in an Andrisk shuttle dock bar was not exactly what I had in mind. Tak paused. That sounded pretty okay out loud, didn't it?
Sidra flashed a mischievous smile.
I mean, you might as well do some actual interspecies social studies while you're here. Tak laughed, but the sound faded as they reached the curator's office. There was a note displayed on the pixel board affixed to the door. Gone home for the evening. Please take any inquiries next door. They looked at each other and shrugged, moving along to the next office. There was a sound coming from the other side, a delicate mechanical whirring. Tak rang the chime. The whirring stopped, and other sounds replaced it. A dragged chair, a set of footsteps moving closer. The door spun open, and on the edge of her field of vision, Sidra could see Tak stiffen. Her pathways reacted much the same. The office they'd come to belonged to an Aeluan.
"Can I help you?" the new curator said, removing a pair of safety goggles.
On the work table behind him lay some kind of cleaning apparatus and an antiquated microprobe, battered and broken after however long it had spent drifting between stars. The curator's expression was friendly, but Sidra caught his gaze lingering on Tak's face, just for a split second. Sidra couldn't say what he'd noticed, but he'd noticed something, no mistake. He flashed his cheeks at Tak, a greeting probably given the dominant colors, but the tinge of inquisitive brown couldn't be missed. Tak did something odd, by Aeluan standards. She answered aloud without responding visually.
"Sorry to bother you," she said. "I met with Curator Thixis earlier regarding a research project."
"Ah, yes," the curator said. "Yes, she told me."
Sidra studied his face as unobtrusively as she could. In a typical social situation, Tak's choice to speak, even though it wasn't necessary, would have been taken as a gesture of inclusion for Sidra's sake. But Tak's total omission of a hued reply was awkward at best, rude at worst. Sidra knew that tall flower or no, lying in color was even harder to do than subduing emotions. But how this Aeluan would interpret Tak's alternative solution was impossible to guess. His next words revealed nothing.
"I'm Curator Jojje," he said, with a nod to Sidra. "You must be part of the research team."
"Yes," she said brightly, keeping her face cheerful. Was it too cheerful? Oh, stars, why wasn't the Andrisk here?
"Weren't there more of you?"
"They weren't feeling well," she said, her pathways sighing in gratitude for Professor Velit Degg and his excellent tutelage of AI programming, too. She'd write him a thank you letter when they got back. Curator Jojje's eyelids slid sideways.
"Seems like a long way for a research team to come without all of them getting the chance to actually research."
Sidra didn't know how to respond to that. Neither did Tak, who appeared, to Sidra at least, to be pouring her focus into personal chromatophore management. Curator Jojje broke the silence with a shrug.
"Well, your formwork's cleared, and your wrist patches should allow you to access exhibit models now."
He moved back into his office and lifted a heavy piece of tech from a table.
"Here's a power supply," he said, depositing the heavy thing into Sidra's hands. "That should be sufficient to switch on any systems you want to analyze more closely. Obviously, the fuel tanks are empty, so you won't be able to do much more than activate environmental and diagnostic systems."
"That's fine," Tak said. "We won't need more than that." She glanced at Sidra as if to ask,
We won't, right?
Sidra gave her head an almost imperceptible shake. Jojé looked at Tak.
I'm required to tell you that your waiver only grants you permission to inspect the materials on exhibit. Nothing can be removed or disassembled, and you're responsible for any damages that occur.
His eyes narrowed. Forgive me, but you don't appear to be feeling well either.
I have allergies, Tak said.
Yes, Sidra said. She nodded sympathetically. Because of that tea house, she had some fruit drink that made her tongue puff right up.
Right, Tak said, meeting Sidra's eyes for a fraction of a second. And then that medicine I took.
Sidra looked at the curator with a big what-can-you-do smile.
She's been a little off ever since.
That sounds unfortunate.
Jojé's cheeks swirled in thought.
Sidra's false heart hammered. She was sure Tak's real one was doing the same.
Will, you know where the exhibit hall is, yes?
He paused, cheeks still unsure.
If you need any assistance, don't hesitate to ask. And, I hope you feel better.
The door spun shut.
Fuck, Tak whispered, rubbing her face. We're fine. He knows something's up.
You don't know that.
Shh.
Tak angled her forehead implant toward the door. Sidra did the same with her left ear. They both fell silent. Sidra could hear Curator Jojé moving around his office, but what else was he doing? She strained, trying to catch the sound of a Vox switching on, of the curator dictating a security alert into his scrib, of footsteps coming back toward the door. 10 seconds passed. 10 more. 20. Tak looked ready to run. New sounds arose. A chair being dragged. A body settling down. A delicate mechanical whirring. Sidra and Tak exhaled, their respective shoulders falling slack.
Okay, breathed Tak. Okay.
Sidra adjusted the power supply, supporting it against her hip.
Come on, she said.
Tak followed her down the hall.
This is the worst vacation,
she muttered.